This is Dennis Vaughty welcoming you to an encore stream from LACMA Sundays Live. As you know, all Sundays Live programs at St. James Church are on hiatus until further notice in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. But we've selected previously aired programs for encore each Sunday at 6 on MixLR. To access the live stream, visit sundayslive.org. This evening, our series of repeat programs continues with a performance from LACMA's Bing Theater. Tonight, an encore from January 13, 2013. This is Dennis Vaughty welcoming you to Sundays Live, Southern California's longest-running live broadcast series, brought to you each week from LACMA at lacma.org and available on demand as a podcast from kusc.org. Forte pianist Anthony Romagnuk will perform music by two acknowledged masters of the keyboard, composers for whom the sound of their own music was significantly different from what we routinely hear in these modern times. This involves more than the presumed cultural and social advancements we now enjoy some two centuries after these composers lived and worked. The actual instruments Mozart and Beethoven played were different in size and in sound and in various technical ways. We'll be hearing their music tonight much as they themselves would have heard it, played on an instrument made by Philip Belt, modeled after a forte piano by Anton Walter. Anthony Romagnuk appears this evening under the auspices of the Westfield International Forte Piano Competition. We're grateful to the competition and to forte pianist Malcolm Bilson for making this concert possible. Mozart's music, no matter how intimate, reveals a range of emotions that matches anything to be encountered in Wagner or Verdi, from lofty and noble to somber and impassioned. A kind of stoic resolution in the face of supreme sadness can be heard in one of Mozart's most intense yet restrained works for solo keyboard, and it's that music which begins this edition of Sundays Live. The Rondo in A minor, Kuschel 511 by Mozart, will be played now by forte pianist Anthony Romagnuk. He's coming on stage here at the Bing Theater.
Thank you.
The Rondo in A minor, Kuschel 511, music by Mozart, played by fortepianist Anthony Romagnac on an instrument after Anton Walter, instrument made by Philip Belt. Sunday's Live continues with music by Beethoven for the remainder of the hour. Beethoven is beloved for his grand, dramatic, indeed heroic musical works, not just symphonies and concertos, but also such chamber epics as his Archduke Trio and the Razumovsky Quartets. He also composed an extraordinary collection of 32 sonatas for solo piano, works which span his creative life and reflect his changing approaches to musical style and form. The famous sonatas are, for the most part, the ones with nicknames, authentic or spurious, such as the Moonlight and the Appassionata. Sonata number 15 in D major, opus 28, is known as the Pastoral Sonata, but it is still somewhat relatively neglected. Composed in 1801, the work has a four-movement layout, and it combines calm lyricism with a poetic intensity that seems to anticipate some of the qualities we'll hear in Beethoven's late sonatas. The Piano Sonata number 15 in D, opus 28, Beethoven's Pastoral Sonata, is next on our program. Returning to the stage, fortepianist Anthony Romagnac.
Thank you. Thank you.
a treat for the second of our New Year programs, the Sonata number 15 in D, Opus 28, the Pastoral Sonata by Beethoven. Anthony Romaniuk played it on a forte piano made by Philip Belch, modeled after one by Anton Walter from Beethoven's own time. Variations on popular operatic tunes were a mainstay of Beethoven's concert programs for most of his early career as a pianist. Later, his works in variation format would grow larger and longer, culminating in the hour-long Diabelli variations of his final years. Pointing the way on this path is the final work we hear this evening. This time, the theme is from a set of Beethoven's own contradances. He had reused that theme in the ballet The Creatures of Prometheus in 1801, just 1 year before he composed these variations. The theme would appear one more time in the finale of his Eroica Symphony, and so they are known as the Eroica Variations. The Variations and Fugue in E-flat, Opus 35, music by Beethoven. Returning to the stage with the Bing Theater to play them is forte pianist Anthony Romaniuk. The Variations and Fugue in E-flat Major, Opus 35, the Eroica Variations by Ludwig van Beethoven. Anthony Romaniuk played a fortepiano on this edition of Sundays Live. The fortepiano made by Philip Belt, modeled after one by Anton Walter. Anthony Romaniuk, our guest, with music of Beethoven. He began his recital with the Rondo in A minor, K511 by Mozart, and continued with Beethoven's Pastoral Sonata. And finally, Beethoven's Eroica Variations. Anthony Romaniuk playing fortepiano for us on this edition of Sundays Live. And I think that we'll have an encore. Mr. Romaniuk is back on stage. We'll see what he has for us. An encore played by fortepianist Anthony Romaniuk, and I'm afraid we have not been informed. I don't recognize that music, so it's a mystery encore on this edition of Sundays Live. Anthony Romaniuk, our guest, with music of Mozart and Beethoven. No. A bagatelle by Beethoven, the pianist has just told me, from Beethoven's Opus 119 set, number 11 of those set of bagatelles. More late music by Beethoven, later than the music we heard earlier. Anthony Romaniuk appeared this evening under the auspices of the Westfield International Forte Piano Competition, and we're very thankful to him and to them for making this performance possible. Thanks to Robert Winter of UCLA for the use of the forte piano. This program comes to you each week from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. To learn more about supporting this series, visit our website at sundayslive.org. Each week, our Sundays Live concert is available on demand as a podcast from Classical KUSC. Visit KUSC.org and click on Podcasts. Sundays Live is produced and presented by the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. Our special thanks to former County Supervisor Ed Edelman for making this program possible each week. William Vestal is the series' artistic director, with audio engineering by Peter Sutheim. From the stage of the Bing Theater, this is Dennis Boddy, inviting you to join us again next week. You've been listening to an encore presentation of LACMA Sundays Live, recorded at the Bing Theater in January 2013. As you know, all Sundays Live programs at St. James Church are on hiatus until further notice in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. In the meantime, we're streaming previously aired programs each Sunday at 6 p.m. on MixLR. You can access the MixLR live stream at sundayslive.org. For other interesting free digital content, please visit the redesigned LACMA.org homepage, LACMA at Home. Next week, we reach back into the archives for a program from March 2014. This is Dennis Botti inviting you to join us.